What is a good age for a guy to get married?
36.
You say 36?
Yeah.
It's different in every country. India is 26 is the average, and that's the youngest of any other country.
26?
26.
That's too young.
26 is the youngest, and that's India. Next is China at 27.
Well, that's a little different because in China, traditional China, you grow up and you live in the same house. You don't move out. Like in America, you move out as soon as you can. Like, you know, your kids, well, not your kids, yeah, but most kids, as soon as they graduate high school, they go to college or they're out of the house or whatever. In China, it's more common to stay with your parents until you get married. So 27 makes sense to me.
But India, I thought there's still a lot of arranged marriages. It's weird that they wait to 26.
I've got friends here in America, interestingly enough. They came here, they live here now, yet their parents still had an arranged marriage for them mm-hmm. set up.
Mexico, 29.
Oh, that's okay. That's a lot younger than I would expect, but okay.
The U.S., it's 29.8. It's almost
too young.
30 to get married. Japan, 30.9.
That's a little better.
France, 33.
Of course, that makes the most sense because you're busy having fun in your 20s. The French have wine, have sex, have a good time. Remember, my grandmother, who's French, said to me, you must be proficient in every room of the house.
But get married later.
Get married later. Be proficient in every room of the house, meaning be a great cook, be great in bed, you know.
Be good at cleaning the bathroom.
Be good at cleaning the bathroom, have sex on the couch, like whatever. Just be good in every room of the house. And, you know, don't get married young.
In Ireland, 33.8.
That's interesting. Okay, I can see that. Oh, that makes a lot of sense to me, actually. I've dated a lot of Irish guys.
Up and down Ireland, so.
Yeah, I've dated everybody in Ireland, so I can tell you why. Because they were busy dating me.
Same age, Germany, 33.8.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. You know, wait until you have a career. Wait until you're ready to, you know, that makes the most sense to me because in Germany, it's more logical where it's like, okay, get your 20s out of your way, get all the, you know, the sowing of your oats, get your career going, finish school. And by the time you turn 33, you should have a house and a job and
then
a mortgage.
You
should be ready to move on then and have enough money to have a family.
In Italy, the average age to get married for a guy,
72.
35.5.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah. 35 and a half.
Okay, so all my Italian friends, they never want to leave the house. You got to fucking kick them. You got to, when they turn 35, their Italian mothers are like, please, you must leave now.
Oh, hell no. Have you ever had Italian mom food? You don't want to leave that.
I'm telling you, I dated Gianluca for a long time, and it took me forever to get him to get serious with me because he was so attached to his family and his mom. And finally, it was his mom that was like, Gianluca, it's time. You must go.
Mm-hmm.
Kicked him right out.
No, mom makes the best pasta. I'm not leaving. I'm staying here.
Kicked him right out. He dumped me and married someone else, by the way.
Australia, 39.3 is the average.
There you go. That makes the most sense to me.
That's the oldest.
Yeah, that's good.
40 years old is the average guys get married.
I think that makes sense because people are busy having a good time. They're enjoying their lives and not ready to get serious. Australia is not as serious as we are.
But your clock is ticking when you're 40-year-old female.
That's not true anymore. Mm. You can have babies well into your 40s. There's in vitro. I mean, and
well
also
into your 40s. Yeah, but if you get married right at 40, you're pushing that.
Nah, you got a baby by 41, 42, and then you're good. And you know what? I know this is shocking to you, but a lot of people don't want children. So they just get married at 39 and just be with their partner. And a couple of Shetland dogs.
Yeah, whatever. Koala bears and kangaroos.